While this clip was playing,
I was saying, I think it's for the grade 7s and the grade 9s. I feel like it's very unfair, because how are you going to enjoy Christmas and New Year? You get your results and maybe things didn't go as planned.
Uh-huh.
And so when you're at home, they're even telling you, there's no Christmas for you. You're not going to enjoy it.
It won't even pass down your throat properly.
It can't.
Yeah, so that's around that and all things the grade 12 results that have been announced and the 70% pass rate. Feel free to continue sharing with us what your thoughts are around that. You can use our Facebook page, Phoenix FM Zambia. Look out for the Phoenix Breakfast Post or via our WhatsApp line, 0978-895-895. The time is 8 hours. About to get into the main news bulletin, but some news coming in as of this morning, some unfortunate and sad news. The government of the Republic of Zambia has learned with deep sorrow and grief the untimely passing of the wife to Royal Highness Mwina Lubemba, Paramount Chief Chitimkulu of the Bemba people in Northern Province. The President of the Republic of Zambia, Mr. Hage Geingob, and the entire government joins the royal family and all the Bemba people in mourning this great loss. So this was through a statement that was issued by the Minister of Information and Media, who is also Chief Government Spokesperson, Cornelius Mwetwa. And this is the news is coming in around that. Actually, from seeing stated yesterday, so 20th January 2026, may her soul rest in eternal peace. I know that for the Paramount Chief, this is, I think, the second loss in a short space of time, because he also lost his son not so long ago.
Mm-hmm.
May their souls rest in peace, and condolences to the close family as well. Let's get into the main news now.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
The back to school season is upon us. We know it can be stressful. That's why Absa Bank and Book World are teaming up to lighten up the load. Start the new term with a win. Spend 250 kwacha or more on an Absa POS with any credit card, debit card, or mobile money wallet, and spin to win essential school supplies. From books to stationery to backpacks or calculators, Book World has got it all. And the best part? At the lowest prices. So visit your nearest Book World store countrywide. Book World, where education is our priority. Terms and conditions apply. Absa, your store. Story matters.
The headlines. Government says its 40% poverty reduction target using social protection programs is attainable. UPND losing candidate in Chawama urged to accept defeat and move on. In global news, Trump doubles down on Greenland, saying there's no going back. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba says government's 40% poverty reduction target this year using social protection programs is progressive and attainable. Ms. Mwamba is attributing the projected decline to expanded coverage and targeted interventions, with over 1.5 million households benefiting from the ministry's social protection portfolio. She highlighted that government doubled beneficiaries on the traditional social cash transfer to 1.3 million households and expanded the median social cash transfer to over 900,000 households, improving regular cash support for vulnerable families. In an interview, Ms. Mwamba has revealed that the ministry is compiling performance data and expects to present verified results in the first quarter of this year, with positive figures scheduled for release before the end of March to inform government decisions on maintaining and refining program coverage.
We are very hopeful that we'll get there, and by the first quarter, we should be able to get positive results. We are extremely hopeful, coming from the fact that the previous year, we doubled the beneficiaries on social cash transfer. We had 1.3 on the traditional social cash transfer, and on top of that we had 900 plus on the median social cash transfer. Alongside the social cash transfer, we had the 275,000 households on food security pack, and we had the equal number on wetlands cropping.
Sanse Alliance Interim Chairperson Dr. Dan Pole says senior Patriotic Front members who campaigned in the Chawama by-election and are campaigning in the Kasama mayoral by-election are not from the ECL political movement are free to do so, but will not be recognized by the alliance. Dr. Pole tells Phoenix News that the alliance is focused on planning for this year's general elections with the ECL-PF movement, which includes current and former PF cabinet ministers, MPs and other officials. He has stressed that the alliance will not recognize factions fighting PF faction leader Robert Chavinga. However, Dr. Pole notes that expelled officials campaigning for the alliance are free to do so, as the coalition views those not against it as friendly forces. He has reiterated that the alliance's priority is unity and discipline within Tonse as it moves toward the elections, and is not seeking new members outside the established coalition.
Our colleagues from the Patriot Front who campaigned for our FTD candidates under Tonse Alliance, we are grateful to them. They are our brothers and sisters. However, I want to point out that those who did, we recognize them as part of the ECL-PF political movement, which is still part of the Tonse Alliance. The ECL-PF political movement is part of the Tonse Alliance, and we continue to collaborate and work with them. Obviously, there are other factions that are fighting with Mr. Chavinga, that are in court. Those are the ones that are not with us in Tonse Alliance. And we don't want the confusion that obtained in the past to continue. We have moved on.
Governance expert Wesley Mianda has advised the losing UPND candidate in the Chawama parliamentary by-election, Morgan Munda, to accept defeat and move on. Mr. Mianda says it is unfortunate that Mr. Munda has continued to contradict President Hakainde Hichilema, who is also UPND president, on the election outcome, showing disrespect for leadership. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mianda states that the Electoral Commission of Zambia's declaration of the Forum for Democracy and Development FDD candidate Bright Nundwe as the duly elected Member of Parliament for Chawama has been recognized by President Hichilema. He has urged Mr. Munda to stop making statements on social media claiming he will go to Parliament when sitting resumes, as such utterances undermine the country's democracy. Mr. Mianda has further appealed to Mr. Munda and the UPND at large to go back to the drawing board and check where they went wrong in order to do better in the August general elections.
And we appeal to Honorable Munda to tone down, to sob up, and see how he can respect the president's remarks, the president's comments on this Chawama by-election. A lot of factors actually led to the loss of the by-election by UPND. And this is what they need to focus on, okay? They need to look at all those flaws that, you know, were seen during the campaign. There was a lot of excitement from leaders, a lot of selfishness, a lot of greed, where even people on the grassroots could not receive food, could not be given food, could not be given water.
Lundazi Member of Parliament Brenda Nyirenda says she's not bothered by her removal from the Patriotic Front Central Committee, describing the decision as a blessing in disguise. At its sitting over the weekend, the PF Central Committee, chaired by Party President Given Duvinda, in pursuant to Article 61 of the PF Constitution, ratified the removal of Mr. Musonda Mpankata, Ms. Brenda Nyirenda, Ms. Melisiana Piri, Mr. Abuid Kawangu, Mr. Christopher Shekafuswa, and Mr. Chomba Chipili, among others, as members of the Central Committee. The removal and expulsion were part of a broader move against MPs who attended National Assembly sittings and voted against the party's directive on Bill No. 7. But in an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Nirenda has questioned the legitimacy of the Given Luminda-led PF, stating that they do not even have the party papers. She emphasized her leadership capabilities, saying she's a valuable asset to any group she's part of.